Wisconsin Republican Tim Michels in virtual tie with Democrat Governor Tony Evers. By Sean Moran on October 12, 2022. Wisconsin Republican gubernatorial candidate Tim Michels is in a virtual tie with Governor Tony Evers, D, according to a poll released Wednesday. Michels has closed the gap with Evers, according to a Marquette Law School poll. Among likely voters, 47% support Evers, and 46% support Michels. This shows the race has tightened, as Evers had 47% and Michels had 44% in the September Marquette poll. Among voters that are absolutely certain to vote, Evers leads 47% to Michels 46% as well. Evers has an approval rating of 44%. While 46% have an unfavorable view of the Democrat governor, 36% are favorable of Michels, and 36% are unfavorable towards the Republican gubernatorial candidate. The Wisconsin Democrat governor has a net disapproval of his job performance. 48% disapprove of his job as governor and 46% approve. Wisconsinites say inflation, public schools, and gun violence are the top three issues they are very concerned about. The poll was conducted before Evers said during a press conference on Tuesday that the 2020 Kenosha Black Lives Matter riots were civil disruptions. Michels said in reaction to Evers' comment, 2 years later, Tony Evers still refuses to acknowledge his failure in Kenosha. Today, he even minimized the riots by calling them a civil disruption. It's a slap in the face to those who watch their city burn. Evers tired, old leadership failed them, and his time is up. Hundreds of businesses were burned, damaged, and destroyed. And lives were lost in the 2020 Kenosha riots with Evers asleep at the wheel. Republican Governor Association spokeswoman Maddie Anderson said, "If Evers thinks people dying is not the issue, I'd love to know what he is prioritizing instead. Because it's certainly not the safety of Wisconsin families." Marquette Law School interviewed 801 registered Wisconsin voters by landline or cell phone between October 3 and 9. The survey has a +/+4.3% margin of error. The margin of error for the 652 likely voters is +/+4.8%. Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at Sean Moran 3.